Well, hey there. Welcome back. Episode 2345 of Side Hustle School, the only daily podcast where we explore creative ways to turn your passions into profitable ventures. Money-making projects, you might say, even, in fact, a side hustle. And today we're diving into the world of herbal remedies with Gina from Salt Lake City. Herbal or herbal remedies, as you wish, as you prefer. Gina is a botanist with a deep understanding of medicinal plants and their traditional uses. But how can she, in fact, profit from that knowledge? So she wants to create and sell teas, tinctures, maybe some other products, I'm not sure. And she's looking for advice on marketing her offerings to a wellness-focused audience. Lots of folks out there interested in those things. So let's see if we can put our green thumbs to work and help Gina cultivate her herbal remedy side hustle. You're going to hear from Gina, and you're going to hear my response after this quick message from our sponsor.
Hi, I'm Gina from Salt Lake City. I'm a botanist with a passion for medicinal plants, and I'm thinking about starting a side hustle creating and selling herbal remedies like teas, tinctures, and salves. I have extensive knowledge of the plants in my local area and their traditional uses for various ailments. How can I ensure I follow all the regulations, create high-quality products, and market my herbal remedies effectively to reach customers interested in natural healing and wellness?
Hey, Gina, thanks for calling in from Utah. I respect the passion for medicinal plants and the idea of creating some remedies. So let's talk about the second question. As for the first, you want to check with FDA guidelines for dietary supplements and herbal products. You could also consider obtaining certifications such as organic or GMP, which is good manufacturing practice. And that can help build trust with your customers. But speaking of customers, let's focus on that second part. How do you market these remedies effectively? How do you reach customers who are interested in natural healing and wellness? Well, to start, you want to tailor your message to those people. You want to tailor your message to resonate with people interested in healing, wellness, et cetera. So create a brand identity that conveys your expertise. Share your story, your personal story, your knowledge, the benefits of these remedies. You want to really make these outcomes and results really clear. So offer some educational content on the different kinds of plants, their applications, any scientific research that supports those benefits. And then you might want to partner with local health food stores, any holistic practitioners, perhaps a wellness center, I don't know, farmers market, craft fair, wellness expo, you know, wherever people go who might be interested in this, that's where you want to be. And you want to improve your messaging over time. You want to really make sure you understand their needs. You could offer a workshop or a class, giving people a hands-on experience, perhaps. That's a bunch of steps, I realize, but hopefully it'll get you on your way, and you'll be on that way to a successful herbal remedy side hustle. Best of luck, Gina. Keep us posted. Listeners, let us know your business ideas, what you're working on, what's going well, what's not. SideHustleSchool.com/questions. New episode every day. It's all completely free, and I'll be back again tomorrow. My name's Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.